In Northwest News on KPLU, backers of a Seattle initiative want political candidates to start knocking on the doors of regular people to raise money instead of relying on big donors and special interest groups. They turned in signatures this week. KPLU's Jennifer Wing explains.
What Initiative 122 would do has never been tried before. Registered voters would get four vouchers, each worth $25. They would be able to give that money directly to their candidate of choice. Alan Durning, the executive director of Sightline Institute, a Seattle policy research center, helped write the measure. He says the goal is to encourage candidates to spend more time meeting with voters.
And the way to do that is to make the voters the donor class in the city by giving them all vouchers. So candidates then will organize their entire campaign to be in contact with voters to the maximum extent possible. House parties and forums and community events and going door to door and just trying to meet as many voters as they can and collect their vouchers.
The money for the vouchers would come from a property tax increase that would raise $3 million a year. To be able to collect these checks, candidates would have to commit to capping their campaign spending. For mayoral candidates, the limit would be $800,000. For city council district seats, it would be $150,000. The initiative's supporters handed in more than 30,000 signatures and are confident it will be on the November ballot. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.